KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The girls' state softball championships will come to a close today with the finals. Yesterday in the semifinal round, a Class 1A Key beat AGWSR 3-1. Akron Westfield, a 3-2 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Class 2A Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont beat Highland 6-2. Earlham down Woodbury Central 3-2. In Class 3A, Bondurant Farrar beat East Marshall 8-4 and Clark Top Green County 4-1. In Class 4A, it was Dallas Center Grimes over Norwalk 9-0. Solon beat Carlisle 7-3. In Class 5A, played Johnston, a winner over West Des Moines Valley 6-5. And Southeast Polk beat Dowling Catholic 2-1. Today's finals look like this. At Class 1A, the third place game this morning at 9:30, AGWSR faces Martinsdale St. Mary's. In the 1A championship game at 10 o'clock, Key will play Akron Westfield. In 2A, a third place game at 11:30 this morning as Highland facing Woodbury Central. In the 2A championship game at 12:15, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont will battle Earlham. In Class 3A, the third place game is at 1:30 with East Marshall playing Greene County. The 3A title game scheduled for 2:30 with Bondurant Farrar facing Clark. In Class 4A, the third place game has Norwalk against Carlisle at 3:30, and the championship game in 4A is at 4:45 with Dallas Center Grimes battling Solon. And the third place game in Class 5A today has West Des Moines Valley facing Dowling Catholic at 5:30. Johnston will play Southeast Polk for the 5A title at 7 o'clock tonight in Fort Dodge. Now, the state baseball tournament gets underway today with a couple of games at Principal Park in Des Moines. In Class 1A quarterfinal round play today, Newman Catholic will play BGM in the opener. That's at 11 this morning. Scheduled for 1 o'clock is Don Bosco battling Martinsdale St. Mary's. The other two Class 1A quarterfinal round games are set for tomorrow in Des Moines. Twin Cedars playing Underwood in the 11 o'clock matchup, and Galen Catholic will face Lone Tree in the 1 o'clock game. In Major League Baseball, Nori Aoki singled home Lorenzo Cain in the 14th inning to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 2-1 win over Cleveland after Indian starter Corey Kluber carried a perfect game into the 7th inning yesterday. Cain opened the 14th with an infield single and stole second before Aoki delivered the winning hit off of John Axford on a full count pitch with one out. Aaron Crow, the 7th Kansas City pitcher, earned the victory, striking out the side in a perfect 14th. Kluber held the Royals to two hits, retiring the first 19 batters he faced before Omar Infante, who was in an 0-for-16 skid, lined a single to center with one out in the 7th to break up the game. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Toronto beat Boston 8-0, Yankees over Texas 4-2, Oakland beat Houston 13-1, Chicago over Minnesota 5-2, Detroit beat L.A. 6-4, and Baltimore over Seattle 4-0. A slight National League schedule yesterday saw Philadelphia beat San Francisco 2-1, Miami over Atlanta 3-2, San Diego beat Chicago 13-3, and Milwaukee over New York 9-1. Also in Major League Baseball news, the Kansas City Royals have traded infielder-outfielder Jimmy Paredes to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for cash considerations. The 25-year-old Paredes was designated for assignment on July 16th when the Royals acquired the right-handed pitcher Jason Fraser. Paredes joined Kansas City February 17th, claimed off waivers from the Orioles. He played in 9 games for the Royals this season with 2 hits and 10 at-bats, along with 2 steals and 3 runs scored. The switch hitter was batting .305 with 5 homers and 36 RBIs at AAA Omaha. The Seattle Mariners have reacquired first baseman Kendry Morales in a trade with the Minnesota Twins for minor league pitcher Stephen Prior. Morales spent under 7 weeks with the Twins, who signed him to boost their lineup as a designated hitter, but used him often at first base with Joe Mauer injured. Morales hit .234 in 39 games with 11 doubles, 1 homer, and 18 RBIs. Former baseball star Chuck Knobloch has been charged with misdemeanor assault after authorities in Houston say he hit and pushed his ex-wife. Knobloch was released on $10,000 bond. His first court date is set for July 30th. The four-time All-Star previously served a year of probation after being convicted of hitting his previous wife in 2010. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was the Iowa Cubs over New Orleans 11-2, Omaha outlasting Memphis in 10 innings by a score of 3-2. Omaha plays at New Orleans today while Iowa opens up a new home series against Memphis in Principal Park tonight. Two University of Texas football players have been arrested and charged with felony sexual assault after a female student said she was raped in a campus dorm room last month. Wide receivers Kendall Sanders and Montrell Meander were in custody at the University Police Station. According to an arrest affidavit, Sanders and Meander texted each other during earlier interviews with police to get their story straight. Sanders also faces a charge of improper photography tied to the alleged assault on June 21st. First-year Longhorns head coach Charlie Strong says he has suspended both of those players. Well, the Chiefs signed offensive tackle Ryan Harris and linebacker Josh Muaga while waiving linebacker Daron Furr Thursday before their first full squad practice of training camp. Of course, the big news of the day was the arrival of Jamaal Charles. The Pro Bowl running back was expected at practice after agreeing to terms on a two-year contract extension that will result in $18 million in additional money and keep him with the Chiefs through the 2017 season. Outside linebacker Justin Houston is also expected at camp after skipping the entire offseason as he angles for a new deal. He's entering the final year of his rookie contract. The Chiefs have also placed fullback James Baker on the reserve did not report list. Elsewhere around the NFL, running back Ray Rice of the Ravens has received a two-game suspension from the NFL following his off-season arrest for domestic violence. Rice will miss the season opener against AFC North champion Cincinnati on September 7th and the September 11th game on Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rice was arrested following an altercation in which he allegedly struck then-fiancée Janae Palmer. The Browns may soon learn whether they'll have Josh Gordon this season. The Pro Bowl wide receiver will have an appeal hearing with NFL officials in New York on August 1st. That's what a person with knowledge of the meeting told the Associated Press Thursday. Gordon is facing a possible one-year ban for violating the league's substance abuse policy for at least the third time. The threat of being cut hasn't served as a deterrent for suspended Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver Justin Blackmon. He was arrested in the Oklahoma City suburb of Edmond on a complaint of marijuana possession. Blackmon is suspended without pay indefinitely for repeated violations of the NFL's substance abuse policy. The Atlanta Falcons have agreed to terms on a new four-year contract with receiver Roddy White. He holds the team records for career receptions and yards receiving. White battled ankle and hamstring injuries last season that kept him out of three games. Former Bills quarterback Jim Kelly, who is recovering from cancer treatments, will participate in the coin toss at the Hall of Fame game on August 3rd. The Hall of Famer will represent Buffalo as an honorary captain, while former linebacker Harry Carson will be the New York Giants' honorary captain when the teams face off in the first NFL preseason game. Well, the Orlando Magic will have all three of their draft picks in training camp following the signing of second-round pick Devin Marble. Magic General Manager Rob Hennigan announced the signing of the 56th pick on Thursday. Terms were not disclosed. Marble joins fellow Magic first-round selections Aaron Gordon and Elfrid Payton, who have already signed their contracts. Orlando picked up the extra pick on draft night, along with Evan Fournier, by trading veteran Aaron Aflalo to Denver. The 6'6" Marble finished his career at Iowa as the school's fifth all-time leading scorer, averaging 17 points and 3.6 assists as a senior. The son of former NBA player Roy Marble, the younger Marble was a first-team All-Big Ten selection. Andrew Wiggins has an NBA home, at least for 30 days. The Cavaliers signed the number one overall draft pick in a deal that prevents Wiggins from being traded for 30 days. Wiggins has been linked to a possible blockbuster trade with Minnesota for all-star forward Kevin Love, but any deal now involving Wiggins can't be finalized for at least 30 days. Blake Griffin is withdrawn from playing for the U.S. national basketball team this summer. The Los Angeles Clippers star was one of 19 players selected to the roster from which the World Cup team will be chosen, but Griffin says he's putting all his off-season energy into preparing for the upcoming NBA season. In golf, Michael Putnam and Tim Petrovic both shot 6-under-64 to grab the lead after the first round of the Canadian Open. Kyle Stanley and amateur Taylor Pendrith has a shot back. Charles Schwartzel is among 11 players who are two shots off the lead. Yanni Seng's birdie put birdie putt on the 18th hole gave Taiwan a sweep of the Americans in the opening round of the LPGA International Crown. The U.S. team of Stacey Lewis, Paula Creamer, Lexi Thompson, and Christy Kerr was the only one of the eight teams to not earn a point on the first day. The Americans will take on Spain in that competition today. And Bernard Langer shot a 6-under-65 to lead after the first round of the British Senior Open. Langer holds a two-shot lead over Bob Tway. Fred Couples had a par 71, while Colin Montgomery finished with a 1-over par 72. Tom Watson opened with a 3-over 74. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.